If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Everything is appropriate in its own time, verse 11. But God has planted eternity in the hearts of men. Even so, many cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. In other words, God is working with you based on his eternal plan. You're only seeing snippets. Don't draw the conclusion that your temporary setback is the result of the full plan of God. Can't be. Because Jeremiah 29, he said, my plan is to give you hope and a future. So if you're in the middle of the plan and difficulty is set in, don't stop with the difficulty, because his plan is to bring you to a good place. There's a test on the way, but the test is not the end. When I get to the last phase of my education process with forensic psychology, I have two capstone projects and then a dissertation for my doctorate. In the dissertation, I have to defend what I believe about a certain topic or aspect of forensic psychology to a panel of people designed to trip me up. If I successfully defend my position to them, they will grant me my PhD. Now listen carefully. You've been studying God for years. Now you're in your dissertation, and all of heaven is watching whether or not your faith is real or cardboard. All this word you've been taking into your spirit, God is allowing the enemy to fire questions at you while he sits there and watch, so he can give you the result of your test, a PhD, praising him daily. And when you master that, the jail cells will open, the walls will come down, situations will unfold before you, and you will now have a smile instead of a frown. It's time for God to make some doctors, some people who can validate this. Stop running. Listen to what he says. So I conclude that first, verse 12, there is nothing better for a man than to be happy and to enjoy himself as long as he can in the season he's in. Are you really enjoying yourself where you are? Or are you miserable because things aren't the way you need them to be? Enjoy it. Things are going to change. When I worked as a carpenter, I enjoyed my trade. I was always going to a tool store, buying stuff. Drove Sister Lambert crazy. Every time you turn around, I'm coming in with some new tools. People at Craftsman loved me. Stanley Hardware down at 2nd and Market. I was always buying saws and stuff. I enjoyed what I did. Even though there was some pain, I hit my finger with the hammer and I cut my fingers on a circular saw and a lot of pain. But I enjoyed what I did, because at the end, I could see something where there once was nothing. Are you enjoying what your life in God? Can you see his blessing where there used to be nothing? Can you see his favor where there once was judgment and turmoil? Can you see his goodness when there once was disappointment? Can you see his healing when there once was sickness? Or are you still looking for the sickness? God says, the writer says, so I conclude that first, there is nothing better for a man than to be happy and to enjoy himself as long as he can in that season. Enjoy your little children, because one day they're going to grow up and there ain't going to be no joy left. Enjoy them while they're small and dependent, because one day they're going to grow up, and then you've got to learn how to enjoy the emptiness. See, a lot of people, that's when marriages break up, when there are no more children in the house. Sister Lambert likes to tell people, we empty nesters. She just brags about it. We empty nesters. We empty nesters. And then she follows it up with, that's why we travel all the time. And she'll tell you in a minute, we ain't got no little kids at home. We out of here. And we do that, too. I just say, look, let's just go. She's all right. Just keep a suitcase packed. ready to go. Why? Because the season changed. Instead of lamenting where you are, enjoy it. It's a season. I was in a restroom, and a man came in with his son, and he brought his son over to the urinal, and he stood him up on the urinal so the little boy could relieve himself. And the little boy was talking to him. He said, "Daddy, I'm a good boy." He said, "I go pee-pee in the potty." And Daddy said, "Yes, you did. Yes, you did." But I could tell Daddy was kind of exasperated because usually, I guess, Mommy takes it. And so after he was done and we were walking out, I said to the man, I said, "You better be careful because one day he's going to take you to the bathroom. And he might just push you in and leave you." I said, "So you better enjoy this season. When he go, cheer. Yeah, go ahead. There you go. Give him a good memory so he can help you and not say, all right, let's go now. Get in there." And no. See, because the seasons change. That's why you can't be nasty to folk when you on top, because you're going to meet them when you come back down. He said, "There's nothing better for a man than to be happy and enjoy himself as long as he can." He said, "Second thing I learned is that you should eat and drink and enjoy the fruit of your labors, for this is a gift from God." You see that? Some of you work, but you don't enjoy it. You don't go anywhere but church. You don't do anything. Haven't been out of Pennsylvania. Don't even know there's a state called Rhode Island. Haven't been anywhere to see anything or do anything because you're saved. Just scared to go. "I just don't have no desire." Just haven't been anywhere. Maybe Jersey, the Cherry Hill Mall. And here Solomon says, there's two things that I know. First, a man should be happy and enjoy himself as long as he can. Secondly, that you should eat and drink and enjoy the fruit of your labors. That means put some of your money aside for you. Enjoy your life. Go places, do things. We don't do anything. We're stuck right in the mid-Atlantic region. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware. Just don't go anywhere. Work 20, 30 years. Don't have a picture of anything but the Schuylkill. No sunsets off the Pacific. No white sand from Miami. No falling leaves from Vermont and New Hampshire. Just nothing. I told God I'm visiting all 50 states in this great country. And by his grace, I've been to 31. We don't go anywhere. We don't enjoy our life. Jesus said, "I've come so that you can enjoy it." Jesus was always going someplace. Caesarea, Philippi. He come through Nazareth, his hometown, just to touch base with the folk, and then he's gone. He traveled so much, he'd be in places where the folk said, "What you doing up here? You a Jew. You got no business being up here." I went to Montgomery, Alabama. Montgomery, Alabama. Montgomery, Alabama. Had me a tuna sandwich and an order of fries. Went a couple places and came home. But I could stick a pin in the map that I was in Montgomery, Alabama. I ain't going back. But they didn't hear we overcame. I was in Memphis, Tennessee. Got a rib sandwich. Came home. But I was there. We don't do it. Solomon said, you ought to enjoy. You ever notice miserable people usually are people who don't go anywhere? Miserable people. First time I took Sister Lambert to Jamaica. We were on this tour bus. The guy says, we were in Montego Bay. The guy says, we're not going to go down there. He said, that's not the section we take tourists. I said, that's where I wanted to go, them my people. So he said, no, I can't take the bus down there. So we went to another area, and they had a guy on the side of the road selling sugar cane in little like Glad bags. So I bought a couple, and I gave one to Sister Lambert. Now, I'm raised in this environment. My daddy taught me. My daddy used to buy sugar cane when it was the long stalk, and he would cut it with his knife. Well, this was already cut and already sliced. So I bought it, and I gave it to her, and I was just going to town on it. And she said, what is this? I don't know how to eat this. I said, you just bite it. I couldn't get her over to the dark side. So I said, just give me my sugar cane, and I ate the sugar cane. But when we went down into the hood to get some jerk chicken, I told the driver, I said, don't take me to no bougie restaurant. I said, I want to go with my people. He took me to this place where they had like one of those 55-gallon drums cut in half. And it didn't have no air conditioning in it. The guy standing over it, he just sweating onto your food. But the sauce was so hot, it burned out the germs. I said, I want some of that. And she and I got some of that. And we bit into that and saw Jesus. And Jesus had dreadlocks. And there was Rasta music playing up in heaven. And we bit it again and heard him speak. And he said, are you enjoying yourself, baby? He said, didn't I tell you, Lord, I am with you all the way, even to the end of the world, man. He said, I know you're going through, but it's going to be all right. We ate that. Woo! But we had the experience of eating real jerk. That stuff you get here ain't real jerk. Unless you get somebody from home to make it. See, you don't even have those experiences.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3417A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.